Recorded Books presents Light Lark by Alex Astor, narrated by Susie Jackson. Chapter 1. Isla. Isla Crown often fell through puddles of stars and into faraway places, always without permission, and seemingly on the worst occasions. Even after 5 years, portaling still made her bones groan. She held her star stick tightly, her breath bottled in her chest like the rare perfumes on her vanity, the glass room spinning and fractured colors bleeding together, until gravity finally pinned her down like a loose thread in the universe. And it was safely tucked down the back of her dress, along her spine, by the time the door swung open. "What happened to your hair?" Poppy shrieked so loudly, Tara came rushing in behind her, the many knives and swords at her waist clanking together. Her hair was the least of her worries, though she didn't doubt it resembled a bed of moss. Traveling between the realm's new lands with her star stick had the habit of undoing even Poppy's most tightly wound coils and firmly made braids. An unexpected perk, really. Isla didn't pretend to be an expert at using the device. In the beginning, the puddle of stars took her unexpected places. The snow villages of the moonling Newlands, the airy jubilees of the Skyling Newlands. A few lands that hadn't been settled by any of the six realms at all. Little by little, she learned how to return to locations she had been to before. And that was the extent of her mastering of the star stick. All she knew for certain was that somehow the mysterious device allowed her to travel hundreds of miles in seconds. Tara sighed, hand dropping from the hilt of her blade. "It's just a few loose strands, Poppy." Poppy ignored her. She rushed over to Isla, wielding a brush and a vial of syrupy leaf oil, the same way Tara had taught Isla to brandish weapons years before. Isla grinned at her fighting teacher over her charm teacher's shoulder and cried out as Poppy roughly removed the pins. Poppy shook her head. "Have to start from scratch." She stuck the clips between her lips and spoke around them. "I leave you alone for an hour, and you're a mess. Even locked the door for good measure. How in the realm did you manage to mess it up in your own room, little bird?" Own room. Her room was not her own. It was an orb of glass, the remnants of an ancient greenhouse. But the panes had been painted over. The windows had been sealed. All except one door had been removed. She was a little bird, just like Poppy and sometimes even Tara called her, a bird in a cage. Isla shrugged. "Just some swordplay." Poppy and Tara were her only family, though they weren't family at all. Everyone who shared blood with her was long dead. Still, even they didn't know about the star stick. If they did, they would never let her use it. It was the only key out of the bird's cage. And Isla had been locked inside, not just for her own safety, but for everyone else's. Tara eyed her suspiciously before turning her focus to the wall. Dozens of swords hung there in a shining row, a makeshift mirror. "Pity you can't bring any of them," she said, a finger trailing across the wall of blades. She had given Isla every single sword, presented from the castle's ancient store. Isla had earned them after each training achievement and mastery. Poppy scoffed. "That's one centennial rule I agree with. We don't need her reaffirming all the other realm's horrible views of us." Nerves began to swirl in Isla's stomach, leaves dancing in a storm. She forced a smile, knowing it would douse Poppy's frustration. Her guardian always was telling her she didn't smile enough. Isla hadn't met many people, but the ones she had were simple to figure out. She just needed to uncover their motivations. Everyone wanted something, and some things were easier to give. A smile for a charm teacher who had spent nearly 2 decades teaching her student manners. A compliment for a woman who prized beauty above all else. "Poppy, pretty as you are, all of their horrible views are true. We are monsters."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?